Stand and join us for the morning pledge and prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Dear Lord, we ask for your blessing today. We ask for your wisdom and guidance on this county commission so we may make decisions in the best interest of the residents of Butler County. We also ask for your comfort for those who have lost the families who have lost loved ones in this past year. And we ask for your blessing on this new year. And we ask that this year will be the year that we may be able to bring our men and women home from faraway lands who are protecting our freedoms. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Do you want to do lunch calls first?
Mike.
Morning.
You want to do that? Let's do the, yeah, that.
How's it going?
Or communications.
Communications.
Okay.
Is that all right here?
Sure. Communications would be
actually meeting with Dwight later.
Travel and training, grant salary adjustment to community development specialist, approve 3 CSEA personal actions, approve 2 Department of Development Plan Division personal actions, amend 2 resolutions from the county engineer, 3 resolutions, grant special hauling permits to Combs Excavating, EC Scherwinger and Steel Transport, and amend a resolution adopted December 22nd. Under Environmental Services, approve Glenview Farms Estate at Foxborough Phase 1 Water and Sewer Extension, approve San Martin Water Main Extension, approve and execute agreement for agreement influence and incorporate for marketing services, approve Woods of Hanover Section 2 Sewer Extension, approve OPWC pavement restoration project and cast iron water main replacement. Under finance, approve transfers and appropriations, modify resolution 2504, transfer mandated share from general fund to job and family services, approve amended certificate of estimated resources, approve contract with lifespan, and under miscellaneous, approve reimbursement for EMA exercise meeting, approve agreement with Animal Friends Humane Society, and approve execute contract with Kimball and Associates for 800 megahertz 911 system.
President, I have a question on the last item.
Okay.
Do you know what that covers?
Well, there's a new law that went into effect that we're going to start getting revenue on 9/11, and we have to upgrade the 9/11 system. Where Kimball's helping us.
Okay, it has nothing to do with the communications.
Well, it's part of it. It's going to all tie in.
It's part of the contract.
The 800 megahertz. Yes. We're kind of calling this phase 4 of the project.
Okay. Have we talked to him? I think Mike, didn't you bring up an idea about just last week or?
Yeah, Mike, you've had some conversation with Mike Harper, haven't you, or emails or?
Yeah, but what he told me was
the hotspots.
Yeah, what he told me was that no one had given him any direction to include those options in their review. And I've heard from a number of folks, that one guy, Anderson, who's he represent, Johnson Controls,
okay,
iFiber, and a couple of other companies that I can't recall that have made contact inquiring saying that this is an ideal opportunity to not only, to piggyback and get some efficiencies and create, at minimum, some hot spots,
okay,
that would create what they call the wire mesh, the Wi-Fi mesh. And but according to Mike, that's not been part of their charter, and I'd like to make sure it is.
Okay, well, they're here this afternoon for a pre-bid meeting, 2 o'clock, so I'll stop and see him.
He's going to want to know, is there a sense from the commission? Do you?
Well, I can ask him to give me a kind of a outline or a cost of what it would be to do the hot spots in the point in particular areas, so we can at least bring back a proposal to you guys.
Because those there's also a project going on with Google, where they are looking at communities around the country where they're looking to create whole communities of hotspots.
Okay.
And I've had some exchanges with some folks from their company.
Okay.
They haven't said, gee, we're going to rush right down, but they did indicate that two communities they are working in and that they will be working in others.
Okay.
But it's fine to have that conversation. Do we have a sense of the commission as to whether
You're going to attend the next meeting for the 800 megahertz?
Towards the end of the month.
If I'm allowed.
Oh, yeah, you're allowed. Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can present it there.
Yeah, would like to see us look into it and just to see exactly what the cost is.
I'll talk to Mike Harper this afternoon.
I think there's a limit of what we can
absolutely
afford to spend.
Yeah, there is. And it, again, the cost is a function. Well, gee, how many do you want in what area? Although Patrick Hines, who speaks at a language level that disconnects, but he keeps saying that you can do it a lot less expensively than some of the grander schemes. I've heard everything from Patrick would say, like, well, for $2 million, you can get 85% of the county, to Mike Harper saying you could go up to as much as another $25 million if you had to cover the entire county. But the question is, there, you know, Hamilton, Middletown, Fairfield, I mean, the normal thing.
Well, it's not going to make sense to have a hot spot out in the middle of farm fields.
You got your priorities, right? Got your low, and what that creates is an opportunity to generate revenue.
Sure.
It serves the safety forces' needs. So if they have to set up a command, I mean, you just open the computer and you're connected at a high-speed connection. But it also creates for business and residents and education institutions a whole new delivery system that could be a revenue generator.
Sure. I need a motion and second.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Fox?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Thank you.
Past 9:30 a.m., time for public hearing for a revolving loan fund, close to home two, Aegis Armor, LLC.
Somebody.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I'm Lloyd Estep from the Certified Development Company, Butler County. This is, of course, Victoria Asher, and we're here to present the two requests for the revolving loan funding. First request, Close to Home 2, LLC, is to operate an assisted living care providing facility in Middletown, Ohio. The purpose of the request of $77,000 is to purchase equipment to facilitate that care. Essentially, $38,500 will be funded from a bank, or 50%, $30,800 from the revolving loan fund, and $7,700 from equity from the borrowers. That would be over a five-year repayment period with the guarantees of the individual owners, second lien on all assets, and guarantees from any affiliated companies that they do own. It will create 16 jobs initially.
Is that the same thing that, what is it, Lifespan does?
It was previously operated by Alterra. It's on Roosevelt. Alterra went in Chapter 11 bankruptcy and reorganized across the country. They were one of the largest providers in the country, and they chose to close that facility. So it's been vacant for about 10 months.
But is that the same thing that Lifespan does?
Essentially, yes.
And aren't they presently covering Middletown, Lifespan? Don't we fund them to do that?
This is a for-profit care. Is that, I'm sorry, maybe I misunderstood.
Well, Lifespan is not for-profit, I don't think.
Right. Lifespan is not in Middletown that I know of. There's two competing facilities to offer assisted living. I know that their occupancy of the other two is full at this point.
Are these two different things on the list here?
Yes.
Okay. Do we want to take it one at a time?
Yes, please.
Do you have any questions?
Mm-hmm.
Need a motion?
No.
Well, do we need to know if anybody else wants to speak on this?
Yes, please.
Yeah, but before we go to the other one, we'll go ahead and do that then.
Okay.
And is there anyone else wish to speak in favor on this public hearing? All right.
Do you have any sexual predators in there working for you or living in there? And is this for Alzheimer's people?
This will be, Alzheimer's patients will be eligible. I know that they're governed by the state of Ohio as far as their licensure, and I believe part of that licensure requires certain background checks of the employees. That's my understanding.
Why I'm asking is, you don't have to raise or come out of prison and go into a place like yours or a nursing home. You don't have to raise, or the people do not have, the owners do not have to tell the nurses or anybody about this.
Is this a unit or is this their home? They stay in their home? And
this will be their home.
This is different, right, than what you're referring to. Okay.
It will be their primary. It won't be a transient place for a short-term stay. It's for long-term care.
It's a long-term care.
Yes, they actually have their own room.
Licensed under a skilled care facility?
Correct.
Stay in their homes.
Skilled care. Level of care?
Yes.
Then Ray, that...
Ray's right, yeah.
But the state of Ohio has specific prohibitions against who can work in those types of facilities.
Ray wants to speak to that issue in a few minutes, so we'll get to that. But anyone else wish to speak in favor of this issue? Is there anyone here wish to speak in opposition to this issue? Anyone wish to speak in opposition to this issue?
I move we close the
public. Let's wait. We have to do, we're still in a public hearing. The second one, then, too.
Right. Well, I didn't know if we had.
All right. Thank you. Moving to the second request, Aegis Armor LLC, which will be based in Monroe. The request is $236,000. $106,200 coming from bank funding, or essentially 45%, $82,600, 35% coming from the revolving loan fund, and $47,200 coming from cash injection from the company. They will purchase equipment to operate a mobile destruction or document destruction unit, basically going around to different businesses and destroying the documents on site. And the collateral will be a second lien on the equipment, personal guarantees from all the owners, and we will also have key man insurance on all the owners and the operators. It will create four jobs within 2 years.
You guys already okayed this. Is there anyone else present that wishes to speak on this issue, for or against? Anyone present that wishes to speak for or against this issue? Does she have anything to add to this?
Mm-mm. Okay. Move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Commissioner Fox?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
And I do have resolutions requesting the approval of revolving loans for Home 2 and Aegis Armor.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Fox?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
And Commissioner Furman?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Carmen Roach, please.
Good morning, Commissioners Fox, Jolivet, Furman, and Administrator Conklin.
Hi.
My name is Carmen Roach. Can you hear me okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
Great. My name is Carmen Roach, and I am with Ohio LESED. And LESED stands for Laborers, Employers, Cooperation, and Education Trust. I have some handouts, if I may, just kind of bring them over to you.
That's fine. Great. Thank you.
What you have in front of you on the 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper describes Ohio LESED and also describes my position. I'm one of five new fair contracting staff persons that has been hired by Ohio LESED, and our primary goal is fair contracting. We're hoping to create an environment throughout the state of Ohio where there's fair contracting. And I will be covering 10 counties in Ohio, the southeasternmost counties, and Butler County is one of those counties in my fair contracting responsibilities. If you would take a look at the, I guess you could call it a newsletter, the orange colored newsletter, and if you open it up,
the middle of that newsletter, on the right-hand side, at the bottom right-hand side, you will see the members of our Board of Trustees. We're a private organization, and we're made up of contractors in the Ohio area and the Laborers International Union. Also, this brochure, well, the newsletter talks about our safety award that we won in 2005. I wanted to take this opportunity just to come in to introduce myself to the commissioners and to let you know that I'm going to be working in the Butler County area. And one of my primary areas of responsibility, actually there are several, but what I will be doing is monitoring work. I'll be monitoring pre-bid and bid work. This is all related to prevailing wages. And I'll also be monitoring contractors in the area, in the Butler County area. I'll be monitoring, I'll be asking periodically to look at certified payrolls, and I'll also be monitoring the force account work. So I'd like to ask you for your cooperation if I should need it in the future. And also I wanted to ask you while I'm here, if you could tell me who your prevailing wage coordinator is for the county.
David Fehr, F-E-H-R. He's over under in the, basically he's our assistant planning director. Vicki, do you know what his extension is? Actually, if you call 887-3412, you'll get to him.
Okay, and that's David Fehr, F-E-H-R?
Yes.
Okay, and I wanted to also, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I also wanted to ask if you currently, and you're probably going to direct me to Mr. Fehr for this, but do you know if you currently have any force account work that's going on right
force
now?
Force account work is through the county engineer,
mm-hmm.
and there's usually some going on all the time,
mm-hmm.
but I would contact our county engineer, who is Greg Wilkins. And
the last question I wanted to ask is, what type of plans do you have for 2006? Do you foresee any type of major projects, construction projects for 2006?
Yeah, a lot of road and bridge projects through the county engineer, intersection improvements through his force accounts and his other projects. You can reach the county engineer at 785.
Uh-huh.
4107.
4107. Okay, well, thank you very much. Does anyone have any questions that I might be able to answer? All right, well, thank you again for your time, and I just wanted to take this opportunity to introduce myself to you, and all of you have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Ray, did you want a couple minutes? Did anybody else have anything here? Did you know?
No. Just Mike said he wanted to say a few things about the courthouse, but then we need to get up by 10 o'clock.
I'm Ray McDaniel. I'm here to talk about sexual predators in nursing homes. On 8/11, my daughter went into a nursing home, and as part of the Carrington Health System. It's out of Hamilton, Ohio. Really, it's out of Westchester, I think. Bakegart. There's no law. A week after she was in there, she got raped. And there's no law in the state of Ohio to prevent them to bring sexual predators in a nursing home, mental or not mental. There's no law that says they can't. This Carrington Health System has 31 nursing homes, and I was told by somebody who used to be their marketing person before Carrington took over, they said they wanted to, told her to market to the prisons to get the sexual predators in their nursing homes.
Do they have to register at all?
They do not have to register when they go into a nursing home. There's a website. aperfectcalls, I think it's .com, it might be .org, but it will tell you all about the state of Ohio and the register. It's out of Oklahoma. This guy's going, Wes Bleslow is his name. The same name as a quarterback, one of the quarterbacks. the last name, how you spell it. But you do not have to register to go into a nursing home. That's why I asked this, that gentleman, this the assistant living care, you don't have to do that neither. They can take them in there and leave them for a long time. I don't, what I would like to see is a law that says when you're 13, between your 13th and 19th birthday, that if you have, do something like that, and if you don't do anything past your 19th birthday, right now the employers can, they can go back to your 13th birthday according to Homeland Security. And I like to see the law says if they do it again after their that up in their 20s and all, go to prison, not to get up, go to the prison. If they want to go to a nursing home, have them put them all in one or two nursing homes by themselves and make them register. That's all I got. I want to say.
You have talked to State Representative Cates and
I talked to Cates about this, and Cates' thing is just a band-aid because the way it looks, the guy can get out and do it again. He can go. They can put him in a nursing home, and he doesn't have to register as a sexual predator.
President, was this a resident or an employee?
Both. When they go in there, the nurses do not know that they're sexual predators.
When they go in as residents?
Yes, or working. If they go in as residents, the nurses do not know that they're sexual predators.
I thought, and obviously I'm mistaken based on your explanation, but I thought there were requirements, because I know that every employee hired by a long-term care facility has to undergo a police check.
That's left out of it, because they do not, they don't have to register in there, so the police do not know whether they're in there or not.
No, I'm talking about
employees,
dividing it into two parts.
Okay.
Residents, no, and that's an interesting loophole, because I've never heard of anything requiring residents
no.
to register. But employees,
they should have to register, wouldn't they?
There's some requirement that every person hired by a long-term care facility must go through some police check. And I don't know if it's just to say, you know, here's who you're looking at, or if they find certain things in the record, they're prohibited from employing them. I don't know that second part. You're telling me that your understanding is there is no law that requires a check or knowledge of a resident with that history, nor is there one requiring a check or a prohibition of hiring someone with that history.
You're right. That's the way I understand it. And the residents, I know it's for the residents for sure. And the resident, they do not have to register.
But why would I would think this would be something perhaps even for the prosecutor, because I'm not sure if someone has been convicted of one of the crimes that requires registration. Let me give you an example. I've got the same
this guy,
right? type of conviction. One lives in an apartment in town.
Yep.
And it carries a requirement to register.
Yep. You're right there.
You're saying that same person moves into a long-term care facility.
From the prison. He does not have to register.
Not require. Why?
Don't ask me, Mike. It's
that's something that might be worth sending to the prosecutor to see if there's some way to. It doesn't make sense to me that you would create.
They're making money.
If the law allows that, I can't imagine they intended that. I don't understand that.
Well, it's there, Michael.
It may very well be someone's interpretation, and it might be worth having the prosecutor look at it. And in the event he determined that there is not an exemption from registration, then that could be communicated to them. This goes back, your point goes back, to another issue that I'm particularly interested in and has been part of the budget discussion, is the sexual predator population, according to the sheriff, is one of the fastest growing populations in the county in terms of criminals that have been released and are on the street. And we had at, I think, at the beginning of the month or last month sometime, about 378
Do you realize
that were actually registered, and he was saying it was overwhelming. They have one person doing it. So whether you reassign people or whether you create a new position, which he suggested and I have supported.
We are not the only state. There's only two states require this registering when you go into a nursing home. And Illinois has just passed one, and California. That's the only two states.
Well, I think it's a very, if your understanding is correct, I think it's a
just
very
to
good
me,
point
just
to be right.
It doesn't make sense that you're going to move into a community and you have to register that it encompasses everything within that community.
Carrington Health Services lawyer said, wouldn't you rather have them in a nursing home where they're supervised? This one wasn't supervised at all. Because
That doesn't have anything to do with it.
He said, instead of at a street, because Rich Jaffe asked him this. It's on the internet. It's on the World Wide Web, because I was interviewed by Richard Jaffe. Because I told him I took a 357 Magnum and just shot him.
I suggested to Ray that we would mention it to the state reps at one of our. We have one coming up
Monday night.
So, excuse me. We
might have asked Robin if he'll take a look at it and see if that. I mean, it may. I'm not suggesting you're not correct. I'm just saying.
I know I'm
correct. Have Robin, if he's willing to take a look at it and see if there's a way to use existing law to require that registration.
Why don't you call Richard Keene up, one of the owners of Carrington Health Services?
Gary, you got something on that?
I might advise the gentleman that the Ohio Sentencing Commission is meeting this month, and one of the topics on the Sentencing Commission is reviewing the sexual predator laws and any changes that need to be made in the laws, and he may want to contact someone to...
What are they meeting?
Well, they meet, I think it's sometime in the middle of January.
Is that with legislators, Gary? Is that
legislators.
Can you kind of take that, carry that message back as a?
Yeah, if he can give me, if I can get the information from him, then I can get that information to
the. If you want me to, I can come up here and talk.
Well, that would probably come later, but they'd have to have the information first.
Okay.
That's Gary Yates. He's an administrator for the courts.
Okay.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that.
Thank you for letting me talk here.
Thanks, Ray. We appreciate it. It's 10 o'clock. Can we put off the discussion in the court till Monday?
Oh, sure. I just want to, in fact, I'm not sure we have enough information. What I want to do, Mr. President, is see what staff, I've got some ideas I emailed to Derek that if you'll share with Chuck and
sure.
Greg, and then when we have the discussion, we can have an informed discussion based on some of the questions I've asked somebody may have already looked at and answered. But one of the questions, for example, was, you know, can you create, as we do with a drug court, with a SAMI court, kind of a court that specializes in the civil docket,
mm-hmm.
which case that would mitigate, for example,
a lot
of
new.
Be something new. Plus, does the, quote, new standard that require that whatever that question that was asked regarding the AG only dealt with security. It didn't deal with other issues. For example, does a new facility meet the new standard? The answer may be no, it doesn't. Mm-hmm. But even if we generate just a little bit of money,
mm-hmm. Anything will help.
It helps.
Yeah.
Do we adjourn then?
Yeah.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Fox?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Thank you.